Welcome to the Paris Hodges Podcast, a space for conversations rooted in curiosity of these divinely created bodies we've been given and this human experience as a whole. This is a space where we will explore all the complexity and nuance of existing on this spinning rock, while I share story and dialogue with some individuals I consider to be great investigators of our bodies, many of which have had profound impact on my journey and understandings. I'm grateful you are here. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Paris Hodges Podcast. Like I shared a little bit in the podcast that I released with Victor, the last 2 years of my life have been quite a season of refinement. And though I had really high hopes of sharing out podcasts that I had done over the course of the 2 years, the bigger thing that I was really asked to surrender into this last year was more pause. And so I am coming out of the deep descent that I was asked to journey through. And on the other side of this, I am really excited to, hopefully with permission, relaunch some of those interviews that I had done over the last 2 years, as well as share some more conversations from people that I have met and been impacted by over the last few months. But the point of this this recording is going to be to share a poem that I was woken up to write out and then was gifted the opportunity to refine time after time after time. And boy, this last year was quite a year of coming into deeper unification and beautification, if that's a word, around the relationship between structure and form, and thus masculine and feminine, and all of the divine polarity aspects that we carry inside of ourselves and then are in relationship to outside of us. And as a result, as I think many of us have stood back and witnessed collectively, I was called back into relationship with Christ, which is a whole really beautiful, really, really profound and beautiful journey that I was asked to say yes to and willingly did. And I am better. My world is better. It's just so big. This poem that I'm about to share, which I refer to as the Psalm of Paris, could be stated that is my testimony. I was woken up, I recommitted my life to Christ on October 13th, and it was earlier that week. It was a Tuesday, which is a really interesting, I'm probably going to talk about this more in different podcast interviews, or solo podcasts, or in conversation with individuals that I bring on. But there was so much happening collectively and within my own world, and it felt like it was so spot on. But if I feel called, I'll share some more around that after the fact. And then part of what I learned too, in ways in which this was further refined during a year when Grayson and I were nearly homeless multiple times, nearly living out of our car. We moved four times, which was a really huge experience and a really big part of what led me back to Christ, as well as he had come in through my sleep paralysis episodes. I guess we're going into this a little bit more. When I was woken up to allow this to come through that week in October, and then I got to share this in a meeting where I was asked to share my my testimony, my experience, strength, and hope. This is my gift back to God for the life that I am continually called to steward forward with responsibility. So without further ado, I'm gonna share this. And my ask is that you find a comfortable seat and you allow this to permeate your system wherever you are, and just drink in every word, because they are not mine. They are ours, and they all serve our remembrance. Okay. Thank you, Father. First things first, when babies are born into this world, it is by way of the call. His initial, I love you. Their first interaction with this side is an inhale, drinking in the first gifting of life. They are cellularly reorganized as his mighty love floods the lungs. Carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen enter through the pearly gates of cell membranes into the mitochondrial powerhouses of energy to form water, which springs forward to become the seas upon which we will walk, his path ordained specifically for us. They gather their response as all the heavens make space just for them to join us at his table. They sing their song of rejoice as they cry in gratitude, for they are chosen. It was during that initial genesis of love, light, and breath that I heard the whisper of, trust me, the best is yet to come. The expectant transfiguration, the first step towards spiritual growth and maturity. By way of multidisciplinary earth school, I have and continue to be educated on the nature of his works. For it is by the spine and neurological pathway that keeps the body upright, his guitar string that entrains me lockstep to the cadence and nervous system of God. And he chooses her, Ma, Mater, the mother, the scarlet threaded cord connecting us to the tree of life through which we are fed. I learn that the miraculous takes form in that synaptic gap of the blessed origin, call, and response, where they meet in collaboration in that seeming void where his timing and bold edification give wings to her love song back, the song of victory for the rescue mission of our conversion. It is here suspended by two worlds that divine polarity is experienced, the magnetic attraction point where homeostasis is met. And it is here in that gap that I have learned to turn this life and will to the care of God as I understand him to be a benevolent, perfect gentleman. He teaches me through the opportunity gifted in trials and tribulations of many kind to humbly come forward and say, Father, this is above my pay grade. What is your will here? How do we partner in this together? My prayers are brought to heaven on the wings of faith and hope, who through theophanies that are delicately placed in my path, speak forward that which he wants for me. My response is obedience, which is my offering for the epigenetic inheritance of eternity in the lineage of his kingdom, to be placed in reciprocal relationship through salvation. For when I strive, force, struggle, and manipulate to get my way, I trip and fall in the war of the wills, right smack into the lie, looped in ego and samsaric insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. A voice meekly taps me on the shoulder and hisses, Are you sure you belong here? You aren't like the rest of us. You are doing this wrong. Chatter and confusion static the mind. Why am I not normal? I must be a mutation. What even is the point? I tantrum and swing a sword of judgment, argument, defense, excuse, castrating and backstabbing any scent to help, attempting to write the story alone, self-centered profit gain. Projected fog of illusion shackles me, cast iron. Backward I fall, selling this body on a sandy foundation of mortal fallibility. Fear, despair, and resentment feed the hungry ghosts of isolation. A blameless child is held hostage to the myth of exile. As the malignant tumor of a terminal spiritual malady grows, all resources placed above the source crumble and dry. Death seems imminent as all plan Bs are stripped away. I gasp for air, precious air. Hopelessness befalls. Through the chaos, the gilded love letter of him shines through. I love you, he calls. We meet at the knees. Show me you. From the darkness, I reach up. The miraculous forms yet again, a hand by which to guide me, and the way out appears, water to walk upon. From my rock bottom, I come to and realize it was his foundation I was standing on all along. I come forward in repentance. I am sorry, Father, for I have misunderstood you, I sing out. We collaborate in our commitment and amend the misled perception, readjusting back into reality. Slowly but surely, we begin cleaning the mess, no longer making human carry the burden of God-sized resentments for how out of mortal control their life is. If only they could be normal. I bear witness to the illusion of wrongs and awaken to the glory of his works. I remember into the family, genealogy restored, mercifully held in grace, where behavior is the only thing you need to bear witness to know the last name I carry, because you felt it first. Signed, sealed, delivered, I am yours, holy, and so it is written in the book of life by the blood of Christ, to live in thanksgiving for what came before and what is to come. I learned that I am not on my time. The air and the lungs that keep this soul on this planet are not mine. They are just part of his plan, his safety net, his life insurance policy, for my life is not my own. The moment where I die unto myself and place this life and the perception of will into the care of God is the moment we co-sign the masterpiece of a journey that only He could and would create. In my devotional seeking as a holy daughter, allowing Him to be the provider, I am called. I am chosen. I am qualified. I become an agent of His will to glorify that which He desires. I exist on His time to offer coverage to those who reach out their hand for help. The responsibility is to do the next right thing, to go where He calls, which has been right back to the basics, spiritual phonics, principles before perceived personality. His way of being becomes as involuntary as the relationship between breath and lungs, weightless and yoked, to let go absolutely and let God do through this body that which I cannot, to let this life be a song of worship, a prayer in perpetual motion, reverent ritual, to speak less and allow God to be revealed through my actions and embodiment of truth that speak to me in my willingness to be still and quiet and respond with yes, so that others may bear witness to the beauty of the gardens He seeds in my heart and womb, and asks only for multiplication in and through me, forever satisfied in rightful stewardship through a life of service. To let the big M of the mind and mouth become right-sized, flipped on its head, receiving its placement in the web of life, in reception of one step, one day, 1 hour, 1 minute, 1 second, one breath, I merge and emerge in the present where time stands still. I hear the call. I step forward toward Him. We meet in communion, sweet nectar of community, one single entity, fermented effervescence, thirsting for more God. We pour out into the streets, rejoicing in revival. Here in the holy city of the sacrament, I meet the truth that I have and always will exist in the hands of the Creator. And all the angels cry, "Holy is the Lord God." And all the earth replies, "Holy are you." For the prodigal daughter is home at last. Thank you all for receiving this, for being here. I really look forward to this next season of sharing of the Parasages podcast, and all of the ways that it will evolve and shift. There are some really exciting things in the works for this upcoming year. So follow along. Also, I am beginning if you feel a call to really re-examine and come into deeper relationship between structure and form. If you're one of those people that have tried every protocol, every supplement, and you're just not seeing the breakthrough that you know is possible, as a person that has walked through this and is now living a life that is literally of my wildest dreams. And yet at the same time, I still know there's so much more coming. But if you would have known where I was a year ago, or even 4 years ago, and having stood at the doorway of death and feeling that disconnection from creativity and feeling the disconnection from community and life and sisterhood and family, it's just the depth of life that I get to experience here and now brings me to tears on a daily basis. And yet I know that I am still being molded for so much more. If you are in that same place of knowing that there is a desire, there is something just like thirsting on your lips that you want to receive, I would invite you to join me for Haiku, Harmony and Haiku, a 16-week journey of healing through art. We begin on January 21st. There will be a weekly either coaching call or prayer and meditation circle as we deepen into that relationship of structure and form, which reflects the relationship within our bodies cellularly. The coaching calls will be on Wednesdays. Yep. And there will be more information posted below, including the links to sign up. I really hope if you have any questions, feel free to email me or reach out. There will be, I don't know if I named this yet on this call or recording, but I will be integrating scriptural truth into this all also and reflecting the allegory from scripture of how we are called to be in relationship with structure and the sacred, because it's like from that structure, the sacred is allowed to flow through. And so much of this is written in scripture that reflects the way that we as women are intended to allow life to flow through us. And so we will be going into like very deep exploration around this, from that cellular level also, like within the context of how this very simple 17 syllable practice allows us to come into a level of harmony and homeostasis inside of our body. Really, truly, that poem that flowed out of me could only happen because of my relationship with structure and form that had been cultivated from this haiku practice over the last 2 years. And so I invite you in. I so look forward to those of you who are willing to say yes to reorganizing yourself from the internal level and thus your world that exists in your hands already. And my encouragement and my prayer is that in your willingness to say yes, that you know without a shadow of a doubt that you will be backed. So that's all I have for today. Check back every Friday. There will be a new podcast released. And I so thank you for being here. And with that, I'm going to close this out in a prayer. Father, I just humbly come before you with a heart full of thanksgiving and gratitude for this time to share with every single soul who was guided to and led to listen to these words. May everything that was spoken here be one of absolute love that reflects you, Father. May every heart that receives them be seated with remembrance of your promises and deep love in the world. May these words and that remembrance that seeds those miraculous stem cells inside of our body continue to reach towards and be molded in deeper likeness of you, Father. And in that molding, may you and your great works continue to be glorified even more, forevermore. We pray these things in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. And everybody said, Amen.